So literally in our metro area, we saw all four: rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow. Not very much snow, but we did see it. Now, they're calling for snow, the local weathermen, not that I'm like an old man talking about the weather, but like Big Fatty does. The weatherman, the local weatherman, I can't think of what Big Fatty calls his weatherman, but has been saying that in the next week, we have 3 chances of snow coming. And one of them, especially on Tuesday, could be a big snowstorm.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, the old man talking about the weather.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2896 of the BFO for Wednesday the 6th of March 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're gonna play some voice letters, and I'm gonna tell you what I did yesterday. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, smudgies! Big Fatty, you got something on your forehead! Hi, everyone! I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're smudgies today, because y'all, you're probably gonna be walking around, and it's Ash Wednesday. Big Fatty, is that gonna mean you're gonna get some ash on your special chair? No, ash. Ash with an H. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes, it is. Yes, Big Fatty, that was terribly vulgar. By the way, Big Fatty, you know, today being Ash Wednesday, it is the start of the Lent season. Not the butt Lent, but the L-E-N-T, not the L-I-N-T. And Big Fatty, I have decided that I am going to participate in giving something up for Lent. And I have decided that, Squeaky Kitty and I have decided this, that we're going to give up the little show for Lent, so we're not going to be here between now and Easter. And in my place, and Squeaky Kitty's place, will be Squeaky Piggy. And my second cousin, twice removed, Canoodle a McNoodle, Big Fatty. That comes as quite the surprise. Oh!
Big Fatty, I don't like that gift.
I'll take care of it. You and Squeaky Kitty go over there, and I'll take care of this. You know, don't worry about it. Hello?
Can we at least agree that this Canoodle McNoodle sucks so bad? It's just like, oh, get him off of her. Get her off the damn show.
At least it's a different voice.
Oh,
you
a different
were
voice.
That it was going to be the
same. It's a different person.
No. He took the shitty way. That was the thing. I was like, I don't think he can do it without the McNoodle. And then, of course, at the last minute, he brings up Canoodle McNoodle, and I was telling you in the car. It's like, it's probably going to be the same damn voice, and he's going to do the same thing. So I'll give him a little bit of credit for trying a different voice. It failed. It tried and failed.
I hung up on him. I cannot believe that. Well, you know that Daniel Biba has very, very strong opinions. Yes, Big Fatty, evidently. And so, Poodle, I think you ought to reconsider this giving up the little show for Lent. Big Fatty, I don't know. Well, you know, actually, if you were going to give something up for Lent, you should have done it yesterday, because you shouldn't be doing it today.
Never mind. The poor Poodle and Squeaky Kitty.
Thank you. wonder if Alex Lefebvre is giving up the little show for Lent.
Probably. By the way, I found out on Tuesday morning, y'all, that there's somebody else listening to the little show that I didn't know was listening to the little show. So,
being very, we've increased our listenership by 50%. We have 3 instead of 2. I say chew.
I guess so. Y'all, let's just see. I had mentioned yesterday that I thought I was going to have a gentleman caller come by. And y'all, it just did not work out. And y'all, it's probably for the best. Because y'all, I spent the evening just being a sloth. Y'all, I didn't even feel like getting up and throwing lemons at an egret. Penny. But, y'all, I was just a sloth, and I did do my afternoon nipple walk, it's turned cold. It has turned cold here in Fat Acres. Y'all, too, I say Tuesday night, y'all, we were supposed to go below freezing, and the same for tonight, hump day night, below freezing as well. And
yes, Big Betty, sounds like a soup night. It does sound like a soup night.
And I didn't sleep great on Monday night, y'all. I don't know why. I think I need a haircut.
Yes, Big Betty, I can definitely tell you you need a damn haircut. Yes, Big Betty, you don't have much more hair than Big Ricky, but you do have enough that you do need to keep it trimmed a little bit more. Big Betty, that's the hair on your head, your big head. Oh, Volga.
I did my morning nipple walk and got my share and everything, and y'all, I've been catching up on things on the TV machine. Y'all, you're watching the world's best,
Big Fatty. I think the American judges need to lock in their scores. And now, Big Fatty, let's go to the wall of the world.
No, that's just, y'all, it's not a bad little show. It's not a great show, but it's not a bad show. Y'all, by the way, speaking of the quiz program, y'all, there will not be a dancing this spring season. Y'all, they've put away their dancing slippers for the springtime.
Yes, Big Fatty, probably covered in pollen or something, could be.
Today, hump day, y'all, I hope I'll be able to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and of course, a visit to the Von's East.
Yes, Big Fatty, Senior Citizens Day, and y'all,
that just kind of tells you that it's just been a and y'all, speaking of let's play some so-so questions.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In a Dodge Journey, courtesy, I don't know what I'm talking to. I'm just kind of holding the phone and yelling into this hole in the ceiling. I'm in a rental car. I've had to run up to the Cola for the day. I mean, I guess I don't have to do anything, but I did run up to the Cola for the day because I'm fat and I needed to do a check on, we'll call him Jacob there in the Columbia. He's one of the fat people that I work with, except he's not fat. Although he's getting kind of fat, and his coworkers are really fat. I mean, really, really fat. And one of them was on the beard doctor. And I was sitting in a conference room board and happened to feel my phone go bzzroop. And it was him, and I was like, can I get a discount? And by a discount, huh? So anyway, we were, as you are aware, I'm just telling all your business. Jacob and his business were folks that you interacted with heavily when you were still employed at the coal mine. And so I was there to specifically check on one thing and do a walkthrough and just, you know, put my eye on some paperwork and say yeah, or no. In fact, I said no at first, and I said I am not Big Fatty, and they said yeah, we could have done better, and I said yeah, yes. I however notice. Big Fatty doesn't notice, but anyway, I was minding my own business, and Big Fatty, like a half dozen young ladies came in to hi at me. Because they had spent the last, you know, several years undoing all of the ruination that you had caused. And they're like, can we please just insert something, something here? So I wanted to thank you for setting me up. I was thinking about this. I really was thinking about this when I was driving back. I'm, I don't know, probably 30, 40 minutes from home. But you really set me up to be the hero because they all think that I am wonderful because I uncomplicated things. And so yeah, there was that. And God, there was a lot of delicious though. Larry, who ran the Lair machine, oh dear Lord, he and his ginger beard, Big Fatty, we almost had to whew, it was about more than we could handle. So anyway, that's all I got. You're over in the Hatlanta. Let me know if I need to, you know, go by and drip the pipes or something at the Fat Cave or the Villa. All right. Well, I don't know what this is going to sound like, but oh well. Meow.
Yeah, I guess y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, I've had that one for a while. Yes, Big Betty, you've had a lot of them for a while. Veda, I am here at the villa, and even though it will be below freezing tonight, I'll be able to handle the pipe dripping all by myself. Big Fatty, at your age, the pipes are always dripping. No, that sounds vulgar, but anyway, Veda, thank you so much, and I'm happy that I was able to make you the hero. And remember, a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I no longer have the bubonic plague, thank God. I do still have a nasty cough that comes and goes, but the plague itself is gone and I can taste again, which is a wonderful thing. To clear up a couple of quick little things, the 17 prescriptions also count as some of the boy geniuses, and also it's my all my diabetic stuff. You know, the test strips, the lancets, both insulins that I take, things like that. So it's not like it's, well, it is 17 prescriptions, but that also is all the prescriptions I get in a month. And considering it takes a lot of medication to keep me happy and likable, yeah. And it's not because they're inexpensive medications that only cost me $9. My insulin alone, I think, is about $3,000 just for my regular daily insulin. But I also have the really shitty health insurance. But the upside is it gives me minimal copays. And also, for people like me who get epidurals at times other than when they're giving birth, is I have sciatica flare-ups, and the epidural helps to ease the pain of the sciatica flare and makes it so my leg isn't either as numb or numb at all for varying periods of time. And also, I was listening to another podcast, and it, not a Pride 48 one, and my so-so question for this phone call is...
It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. get off your keisters and call in.
Have you ever heard of blessing him up? I think I'm saying that right. I know the keyword or blessing him out. I don't know. I think it's a Southern thing. Inquiring minds want to know. Love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear about you. And Big Fatty, did she say she went to a sciatica fair? Do they have the elephant ears and the cotton candy there? No, I think it was a sciatica flare. Oh, that's very different. And Big Fatty, did she say that that she knew Tess, that she got Tess strips? Big Fatty, wasn't Tess strips the old gal's stripper name back in the 30s? I think she said test strips. Oh, that's very different. I didn't know you had to take a test strip. No. Yeah, it's the Magic Mike. Any of all that. Princess Hama, also, thank you for that absolutely so-so question. And thank goodness it came in February, so it could be a so-so question. Yes, I've heard of people getting blessed out. That's a good Southern term. Instead of cussing them out, you bless them out. You just went, blah, 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 blah. You just, he blessed me out. And so, yes, I have heard of that. I can't believe you hadn't heard of it. Big Fatty, are you going to bless her out for not hearing about it? Well, like I said, it's a Southern term. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the gang's country boy.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. Wanted to call and comment on your show from yesterday. I think that would be 4887. The gay guys on Days of Our Lives have actually been out for quite a few years now. That would be Will and Sonny. And there's a third one on there that I think is going to end up being John Black's son. I swear the guy has bastard children, like, just scattered out all over the world that show up every couple of years. But Will, which is Marlena's grandson by Sammy, was even dead. Yeah, he came back from the dead and didn't have any memory. And Dr. Rolf had come up with a serum that would restore his memory and had written it down in his diary, journal, whatever. And it was found. And, you know, Salem University Hospital is right there, and his Aunt Kayla just happens to be the head of surgery there, and so they made the serum, and he injected it at John and Marlena's reunion wedding. He got all of his memories back, and at the time, he was dating John Black's Asian son, who had shown up a couple of years ago, and who had been in a relationship with Sonny years ago, when he was a baseball player. So it's like just one big fucking circle of drama that has gone on for, I believe it's like 56 years now. Sometime around 56. So yeah, there's a lot of gay kissing and lovemaking scenes on Days of Our Lives now. But here's the cool thing. Days of Our Lives wasn't the first one. I think the first one might have been, it was either As the World Turns or it was One Life to Live. There was a cop that was on, I believe it was One Life to Live. They called him Fish. I know, kind of ironic. And he got married to a guy in a public wedding on there. But why is the guys Noah and Lillian Holden's son, which I can't think of his name, was the gay characters on As the World Turns, and that was really freaking hot. So, yeah, I'm a gay, and I watch my stories, and